Rachel Marcus. She's a reporter with the Center for Public Integrity and iWatchNews.org. Rachel, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks.
I appreciate you being on the show. You recently wrote a piece titled U.S. Chamber GOP Block Election Aid Transparency Bill. Tell us about this story.
So the public, as everybody knows, you have these super PACs right now, which are allowed to take and spend unlimited amounts of money from corporations, wealthy individuals, and unions. What's less well known is you have these nonprofits, which are allowed to do the exact same thing, except they don't disclose their donors. And as it turns out, they spent even more than super PACs in the last election. The Disclose Act would fix most of that secret money, except it doesn't have a chance of passing in Congress.
Okay, why is it remaining a secret, and why do the people who support that want to keep it that way?
So this secret money allows wealthy individuals, corporations, to basically take positions that half the public, their shareholders, don't agree with, but because the public doesn't know who's paying for these ads, there's no consequences. They're not held accountable.
The ACLU has taken the position, along with the chamber, as you know, that this is an issue that individuals in these groups should remain anonymous.
Right, and there is a legitimate argument there that, you know, there's a potential for harassment is the argument. But first of all, it's important to recognize there's nothing in the bill that limits free speech itself, and the Supreme Court has repeatedly upheld that if a group can demonstrate a real threat of harassment, they are exempt from disclosure. And the third point is the bill actually provides several protections for anonymous speech, and that individuals are allowed to give to these groups. And if they say, I don't want my check going to pay for election expenditures, then they don't have to have their donation disclosed, and they're allowed to stay anonymous. The basic premise of the Disclose Act is that the public should know who is paying for the ads we're seeing on TV.
That's an interesting topic, because how it affects teachers' unions and other unions also is a kickback of this.
Mm-hmm. Right. The union issue was particularly hot when the bill was first introduced in 2010. Because the bill did have some carve-outs for unions to be exempt from disclosure. However, the new version of the bill that was introduced earlier this year has no carve-outs for unions. Unions are exempt to the exact same disclosure requirements as corporations and individuals. If you spend more than $10,000, your name is going to be disclosed.
I had Richard Studley, who is the president of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, look at your piece, and he sent me an email, Rachel, and I'll read it. It says, the comment in the article from the AFL official that organized labor is pretty much an open book is on this subject is a bunch of baloney. The legislative described in the article is not fair and balanced. What do you think about that?
Well, I've never had a problem finding union donations by looking up their Department of Labor reports. That's in my personal experience. Their dues lists are made Department of Labor reports, and if a member of the union donates $10,000 or more under the Disclose Act, just like anybody else, their name is going to be reported to the FEC.
Rachel, we're talking about millions and millions of dollars here. Are you saying that with this legislation that perhaps we should take entities out of this and just make it individual donations, and that they should disclose that?
You mean, are you saying, do I think corporate donations should be made illegal?
Correct.
Well, that's not for me to say. The Supreme Court has already ruled in Citizens United that it's constitutional for corporations, labor unions, you know, as long as you're not a foreign entity, you can spend whatever you want.
But bottom line, this legislation is not going to survive.
Correct. You've got the Chamber of Commerce and others lobbying heavily against it, and besides, Mitch McConnell and John Boehner have already... they've already said that they would filibuster if it ever makes it to the floor. Right now, it's still stuck in committee, and it doesn't even look like it's going to leave there.
All right, Rachel, fascinating topic. Enjoy your day. We'll talk with you again soon. We appreciate your time.
All right, thanks for having me.